Marianne Combs. Very nice. Marianne Combs is here from NPR News. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What do you know?
It's a beautiful day.
Isn't it, though? It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And I think a lot of people are going to be very excited about that because there's that Twin Cities Pride Festival going on this weekend.
I have heard, yes.
There's so much going on this weekend.
Oh, my dear Lord. So, yes, there's lots and lots of stuff going on at the festival. I can't even run down all the events for you, so I will just direct you to their website, tcpride.org. But they've got all sorts of things going on all day. Loring Park is the home base. And they've got stages, they've got music, they've got all sorts of booths. NPR will be there. It's just, you know. So
that's booths.
Booths.
Not booze, although there probably is some booze. But booths.
Oh, yes. Booths.
Booths.
Yeah. Or yes. A B before the S. Yeah. Or maybe.
It depends, I suppose. It depends.
Jill.
Yeah.
I didn't just give you a hint as to what I was talking
about. Yeah, there you go. Woohoo! So that's your outdoor extravaganza. If you prefer a little air conditioning, and some great theater, I have two shows right now that are, you know, actually more than halfway done with their run, and I just want to make sure that you guys hear that they are worth seeing and get out to see them before they close. One of those is Clybourne Park at the Guthrie Theater, which is a sort of a satiric comedy with race and class, and it deals with sort of a black family moving back into a white neighborhood in Chicago. And so this has got some great actors in it, of fabulous local talent. Shay Cage is one of the people there, and Peter Christian Hansen is there, and just a lovely, lovely cast. And it's getting some great reviews about very smart and funny, well-written and challenging, sharp, all those sorts of things. So good reviews for them. Another show, You're in Town, the musical.
What is that? You're in Town.
As not like I'm
not,
in town.
Not like you are in town.
You're in town.
Not like that.
You're in town.
No, you're in town.
That's right. Now that you mentioned that, I have seen that.
Yes, exactly.
In print.
Mm-hmm. One of the what can you say is it's a post-apocalyptic happy musical. It's a tale of greed, corruption, love, and revolution in a time when water is worth its weight in gold.
Mm-hmm. And body functions, presumably.
Yes,
all those things plus body functions,
yes,
I guess, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So a terrible water shortage caused by a 20-year drought has led to a government-enforced ban on private toilets. So everybody must use public toilets regulated by a single malevolent company that profits by charging admission. So you got to pay. Want to pee? Got to pay the fee.
You got to pee.
So
is apocalyptic.
So it's all about, you know, your bodily functions. And there's a love story.
Of course there is. That's right. And singing and dancing?
And singing and dancing on the jungle stage. Again, tons of local talent. Bradley Greenwald, great local vocalist, is one of the main characters. And it's just... It's bound to be a roaring, rip-roaring time. So I'm actually going to go this weekend. So I'm kind of excited. But
I've always been curious about what You're in Town is about.
You want to use the can? You got to pay the man.
Oh, we can just keep going with this one.
That was a very good one.
This is my specialty.
Didn't realize.
Yeah, there's so much
rhyming
going on.
Couplets.
I know.
There's so much going on this weekend.
What are you guys doing this weekend?
I'm going to a graduation party on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Pride is going on. The Beer Dabbler is going on.
I know.
Avett Brothers
Avett
going
Fest.
On over in Somerset, Wisconsin.
My nasty neighbor is out of town. We're going to have a party.
Yay! Well, it's cabin season, so I don't
That's
have to
true.
See mine
yeah.
either.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So awesome.
Thank you very much, Marianne. As
always,
we do appreciate it. Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog over at nprnews.org, and she joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup here on The Current.